All right. I see a couple new faces, so I'll just go ahead and introduce myself here. My name is Lindsay Clark. I'm the Assistant Registrar in the Office of the Registrar. Mostly I manage all of our petitioning processes, residency, graduation, that type of thing, late grades. It's good to see you all here today. To get started, I don't know, did Andrea send out, she sent a few of us an agenda. I don't know if she sent it out to everybody who's attending today. But first thing she wanted to kind of bring up was that autumn quarter has not been deemed an extraordinary circumstance quarter. So it's pretty much back to normal in the ways of most of our policies. So the transcript won't show that this is a quarter that's been impacted by the pandemic. Students won't have the option to elect SNS to be used for degree requirements. And it does revert back to the normal schedule for the SNS policy, which is it's allowable for students to select on their own through their MyUW through the seventh week of the quarter. Now, there has been some interest, and this does go up before the faculty here, I think in October, about extending that seventh week deadline for the student to elect SNS to match that of like the current quarter drop, which is the final week. But we won't know more about that until after October. And I don't know if it's going to be effective for that autumn quarter. So more to come on that. One of the other things to really note about this SNS, and that will, I think, impact you as advisors. So pre-pandemic, the policy for SNS was to allow a student to register on their own for SNS up to 20 credits. And so, unfortunately, there isn't a plan for the system to allow students to register for more credits beyond that. So if a student has elected SNS for these pandemic quarters and they've already reached that 20, if they're going to request this for future quarters, they might run into an issue with registration. The system's not going to let them register on their own for additional SNS. So students will likely get a message saying that they aren't able to do this in their MyUW, so they might be coming to you as advisors on how to register for SNS courses. We're still kind of, you know, debating what that will mean for us. So, I don't think advisors are able to do this on their, override this on their own. It has to be done by the registrar's office. So we've kind of discussed a couple methods, whether it be, you know, having the student go through their advisor to make sure that they're, you know, not taking too many courses as SNS, and then having the advisor notify us to register the student. Or if the student is able to just make that request directly with us. So it's just something to be aware of, the limitations of the SDB that we run into from time to time. Is there any questions about the SNS changes or the extraordinary circumstances?
Lindsay, could we run it through the graduation application form? Just so we know the students, you know, in touch base with their advisor. I don't know. I'm just thinking of the streamline it.
Okay. So adding it as something in the WAG?
Like maybe, or maybe the major change. That would be better.
Okay. Stephanie taking notes on this?
Because we all have major change, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, so I don't know how, I mean, I think it's going to be a period of an adjustment for these students. They're so used to, you know, thinking they can do this late, they can do it on their own. So, I mean, it's really might be, take some getting used to for the students to realize that this might be a little bit more difficult to do. And I certainly don't want to meet it. It on the back end because you know the whole tricky thing with the SDD and overrides is that means it's going to if we're overriding it, a lot of the system's built-in catches that prevent a student from doing some of these things on their own aren't there. So I certainly don't want to be catching it on the back end when we're trying to graduate students and they have more than the allowed 25 SNS or S credits, you know, to be applied towards a degree. So not that those the grades taken during the pandemic, those deemed extraordinary, those aren't going to count against the 25, except in cases of registration.
Or maybe we run it through kind of like a graduation petition almost. So then the student's like, "This, there's no guarantees here. You're asking for something, I don't know."
Yeah, that does allow us to do the check. But the thing with the graduation petition, I mean, I often get it at the end, and the student might be requesting this more immediately for that quarter for registration purposes. So that's my only concern linking it to the petition. Andre has expressed that Seattle and Bothell, the students just make the request directly of the registrar's office, and the registrar's office will just process it. So there's no check for the student. You know, it's just hard to tell how many students are going to be selecting this option as we return. So just something to be aware of as you're meeting with students and if you know that they're going to be selecting SNS as an option.
Yeah, think about it. We might be able to come up with a simple form or something we could work with. So if you have ideas, send them my way.
All right. I'll go ahead and pass it on to Stephanie here to give you guys some updates on just our office.
I'm Stephanie. I work at the registrar's office in the front area, manage our front-facing folks. And we have a few little changes, not big, but we're kind of moving to this get online, get not in line slogan that Seattle has embraced in the registrar's office. So we're working on making forms that are not PDFs, having staff in hybrid. So we have three in the office a day. Not everybody's there every day. We're working with the live chat, and we're going to do email and Zoom. We still are answering the phone, so we're there, from 8 to 5. Every day, somebody's here. I have two more forms I have yet to make online, and that's the verification of enrollments and the registration transaction form. I'm working on those two right now. They're PDFs, but those are going to go to a web type form that they can submit online to us, and it'll have all kinds of crazy selections they can make. The other thing that I want to talk about is ID cards. So we're in the middle of a huge batch of ID cards. Last year's and this year's, our students are getting theirs done. Everything is online. Even if you want to get one, it would be online through the request system. You students and staff, faculty, everybody has an option of picking it up, but it would be over in campus security. So if a student submits the request online, just email us to RegUWT right after and arrange for it to be picked up, and we'll take it over to campus security and they can pick it up. I think they even call them to let them know they have it. The other thing, I think that was all. Yep, I think I got them all. Any questions? Any? Yeah. Lindsay.
I went over to campus security because I had to swap out some keys on Thursday last week, and the door was locked. Before that messaging goes out, I just would recommend that you all make sure they put some signage up or something on their walk-in times.
Best to call them. They're all over campus walking around. They're not always in the office. Their door's locked. Yeah. Have to call them.
Whatever way they want to brainstorm funneling those people at the right time.
Right.
But anyhow. that's it.
Lindsay, if I could jump in there too, campus safety is really trying to actually limit student interactions with inside of their office. So there's actually not a plan to open the door here soon because of their office remodel. So honestly, the best intention is just for students to walk to Dugan 180 and to call the ticket 692-4414. Is the campus safety line, and the officer that is manning the desk can come out and hand them their card. But unfortunately, I don't think they'll have office hours, like open door hours, for students to willfully pick up those cards, unfortunately.
Yeah, so that seems, I mean, I don't know, like for them, maybe it would make sense that they have a table or something set up certain hours a day with someone who's there to hand those out. I don't know how many people the students are, but it just seems that might be confusing for the students, the new students.
I think their front-facing person doesn't work in that office. That's part of the problem. It's just security that's in there right now. They're elsewhere, so they don't have that staffing. But I'll make a note, and I'll talk to Andre about it. Anything else?
I had a quick question. When you mentioned going to online forums, is this through Catalyst, or are you guys using a different thing? Like, I know our department had been using Google Forms a lot, but we're like moving away from that. And I'm just wondering what other people are using and what's working well, because Catalyst is challenging sometimes.
I have a few that we've had our IT people make for us. They're right now, they're working on tuition exemption. They're doing a whole process for us that's quite involved, but I'm working through the Drupal process. So I'm making a couple web forms through that right now.
Good to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. If we don't have any more questions about the ID card process or just kind of our office staffing, I'm not sure if Stephanie mentioned it. Right now, the way we are programmed, we'll have three staff members in the office during those business hours, with two often working remote. And then Anna Marie, who does all of our scheduling, she will be fully remote for the autumn quarter, will not be on campus. So she's best reached, continued through email. All right. And Anna Marie, did you all want to speak a little bit about the mode of instruction here for courses?
Yes, thanks, Lindsay. So I'm Anna Marie. For those who are new here, I oversee the general catalog, scheduling, and 25 Live for our campus. So I just wanted to share a quick update on the mode of instruction for autumn quarter. As of this morning, we have 13% of our courses coded as distance learning, so online, fully online, asynchronous. And then 14% of our courses are hybrid. And so I remember I checked these numbers earlier this month for the EVCAA, and we were around 10, 11. So numbers are slightly going up, and that's okay. As you can imagine, these course changes are still coming in, details are changing. And I know many of you all have had to notify students about the changes to the mode of instruction. So thank you for that. If you're interested and want an update on these figures, go ahead and send me an email or send me a Teams chat. I'm happy to run it for you on the day of. Numbers are always changing. That's all I have for autumn. And then I think I'm looking at our agenda. It looks like Stephanie, you're next to talk about the ID cards.
Yeah, I think I covered that part, unless anybody had any more questions.
I got a question about ID cards. I noticed a lot of students that started last year never got their picture taken. Is the campus going to do a kind of a email blast to students once we're back on campus a little bit more to encourage that?
We haven't talked about it, but we could. We're getting quite a few from last year that are actually just going in and requesting it. So I think they're figuring it out that they need it. There's messaging going out in the welcome message that we're sending out, I believe, tomorrow about it. So they'll get a blast from that about getting their ID card.
And I was in a meeting with Justin Wadlin from the library today, and he was telling me the only way anyone can access the library is up on Jefferson through the Tioga building, not through Snoqualmie. So you just information for you and your students, they do have to go up to that Jefferson Street door.
Good to know. Our access also is the middle door. When you're on the one side where the three doors are, it's the middle one that'll be open for Matt. Not all of them are open.
I believe we can also provide you with a map too, Heather. There's a campus map that came out that has building accessibility, like green, yellow, and red dots that shows the availability where students can get in and out of buildings.
Yeah. We're putting together some posters as well for the ID cards and immunizations, which is going to be a hot button here soon. All the holds going on, so how to turn those in, and we can distribute them around to the programs so everybody gets a copy they can post somewhere. And just if they have QR codes attached, they can just take their phone and grab it, and they'll have all the info.
Okay. Since Stephanie brought up immunizations, I was hoping Andre would be here for this part. So Stephanie, feel free to butt in here if I'm getting anything wrong. It looks like they're going to start enforcing all the spring 2020 through summer 21 requirements that were on hold while we've been operating remotely. So that's everything for the MMRs. Students will get a hold on their account starting November 5th if the MMR is not appearing satisfied. So again, this is the immunizations are being required or managed by Seattle's Hall Health. So while we can answer some general questions, we do try to direct students up there since everything's being processed through the Seattle office. The Autumn 21 requirement is going to have the same deadline, which is the first day of the quarter. With again holds going in on the November 5th, just before winter quarter registration. The requirements around the COVID-19 vaccination, they're no longer allowing the personal exemptions. So students who attested to the exemptions will now be asked to follow up with documentation, and personal exemption is less than 500 for all three campuses. So that's actually not too bad. So far, it looks like 60% of students have provided their COVID vaccination information, with just a small 5% requesting the religious or medical exemptions. Trying to interpret Andrea's notes here. Okay. So as of right now, there'll be holds administered on November 5th, but there are no plans at this time to actually drop students from their autumn enrollment or just the holds. So if they don't have that resolved by the 5th, they'll have the hold, and they're just going to be prevented from registering for winter quarter, but they will not be dropped from their autumn quarter courses. Is there any questions about the student vaccination requirements?
So what office do they need to work with if they do get that November 5th hold for they don't have their vaccine yet, or it's halfway through the process? Or
so far, Hall Health.
For COVID, even?
That goes through a separate, but I think... Okay. I think they're managing it too, but it's a separate form.
Because I had a student contact me this week. He's like, I'm not going to be able to get my second one by the time school starts. He'll probably have it before November 5th, but maybe not. I just told him to email Bernard and just like work with Bernard to see what he wants you to do.
I think they'll be lenient about it. If you're working on it, I mean, that's what the past history has been,
right,
is that they're lenient. If you're working on it, they're going to give you an extension. I mean, that's my experience with it. And then we'll just have to play it by ear. If they get bombarded, we may step in to help, but I don't know. I hope not. I guess we'll see.
And Heather, at this time, the form is available for religious exemptions on the Seattle website, but unfortunately, they haven't created the portal for students to turn it in yet. So they're not going to, like Stephanie said, following up, they're not going to be really enforcing it yet. There's no way for students to turn in those religious exemptions yet.
Huh, okay.
So as long as they're attesting to it and working on it, I think they're okay for now.
Yeah, and this isn't, I know we have certain accesses, but this is different than a lot of the other holds that you see on a student account. I mean, it's directly managed through an immunization screen. So I personally, when we first made the transition to Hall Health doing this, would update stuff, and we get a little hand slap if we're trying to do this on our own. So the students are best served, I think, if they're going directly to Hall Health.
And the main page that they can access for the information also has a contact. If they scroll down, there's a form they fill out with all their details to ask any questions, and they'll get back to them pretty quick.
Okay. Any other questions about immunizations? Okay. I emailed program advisors here last week, but so some of you may already know that Shane Augustin has left us temporarily. She is doing her military training as a reservist, and so she is anticipated to be out through at least January, maybe as long as February or March. So she'll reach out to us as she's able to give us any updates. So I will be managing most of the graduation related responsibilities again. So please bear with me, especially this first few weeks of the quarter, as I'm also doing residency. It might just be a little bit slower to respond to any of the stuff that's directed to the UWT grad. To help support Shane's absence, we have extended Jeffrey Bante's employment with us. So he'll be filling in, doing some of the tasks that Shane used to do in support of the petitions, and as well as a lot of the stuff associated with IDs. So you may be seeing him around campus or responding to your emails. And he is working primarily in the office, right, Stephanie? Not remotely? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he might work a little bit remotely. I just got the approval. So surprise, Jeffrey. the other thing Thomas reminded me was we have the CHI Franciscan Prompt Care that students can go to for discounted vaccinations. And prior to the start of the quarter, I have an early access form they can fill out or get from me. So if they need to go get vaccinations, they can go there and get it for the cost of the vaccination, not the doctor appointment as well. And they're a little bit less sometimes than going to like Safeway or wherever they need to go. So just as a heads up, there's that also for students.
Thanks, Stephanie. We kind of brought this up a little bit in our previous advisor meeting about the changes in residency, the residency law that went into effect over the summer. It's now much simpler to qualify for Washington State residency. So if you are encountering any students who seem surprised by this classification, or you notice that, they're longtime residents, you're seeing lots of transfer coursework at another institution. If you're seeing them you know, classified as a non-resident, please feel free to refer them to our office, just the general RegUWT account. I've been very proactive with emailing all of our new admits. So I feel like I'm pretty confident that they've received at least one email. Autumn quarter is our biggest admitting quarter, so that's what primarily my time has been taken up with. So again, it's just much simpler. The criteria of the residency affidavit is the student simply needs to have a primary residence here in Washington for 12 months before they are enrolled. And also just graduation from graduation from high school, which if they've made it this far, they've likely graduated. So probably wouldn't advise you to give them, you know, advise them directly on residency. But if you're noticing that they're a resident, non-resident, definitely feel free to forward them our way. Let's see. Next on the agenda, it looks like we are preparing our welcome message to the students planning to be sent tomorrow. Anna Marie, do you have any details to share about that, what we're including that we might be able to share with the advisors?
Yes, so it'll be pretty standard. It'll have our office hours for the quarter and any extended hours for the first week. I know financial aid has extended hours. We'll include links to the important dates, some links to course drops and withdrawal policies. And I want to say we have a link for the advising drop-in sessions. So things, you know, we recycle the same kind of information each quarter that students ask for. I don't think there's anything special with this welcome message. I think we're going to emphasize that it's not an extraordinary circumstances quarter. That's all.
And as is customary, Anna Marie will forward that on to our advisor listserv once it's sent out to students. One other thing that's coming up here with the start of the quarter that I typically send out is the predictive satisfactory progress holds. So the plan is to run that first thing on Wednesday, and I'll have that sent out to advisors. So that's any students that are projected to be earning that 105, the 160, and the 210 block holds. Then that's pretty much it for autumn. Anna Marie is actually planning, she's always way ahead of us. She is planning in advance for winter. And so, Anna Marie, do you have some additional details to share about your winter scheduling?
Yeah, right now I'm assigning rooms to winter courses and I'm uncovering scheduling conflicts. We actually meet with our time schedule group tomorrow, and so I'll be sharing what those scheduling conflicts are, and hopefully we can get them all worked out before the time schedule goes live, which is slated for Friday, October 15. But that's all I have about winter for now.
All right. Thanks, Anna Marie. That's pretty much covers all of our agenda, all we wanted to share. Is there any questions that you had for our office?
You know me, I always have questions. I haven't run enrollment for a couple of weeks, so how are we doing on enrollment?
Andrea shared that we're almost to the 5,000 mark. It doesn't sound, you know, Andrea is pretty much our monitor for enrollment. She doesn't seem overly concerned. We are just almost at that 5,000 mark, which I think is good.
And where are we with the freshmen? I know some of the pre-major advisors might know more.
Okay.
What was the pre-major question?
How are our freshmen doing on enrollment? Are they getting enrolled?
I don't know the numbers. Is Lorraine in the room? She is.
She was, but I think Lorraine dropped off if she was here.
No, Lorraine. Okay. I can ask Andrea. I can have her, as a follow-up to our meeting, I can have her provide some numbers, both with the enrollment. If I'm super off, I'm pretty sure she said 5,000. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that's what she said this morning. I can ask her about some freshman numbers.
Heather, thank you for asking that question. Lindsay, this came up in a faculty council meeting yesterday. Do you know where we stand in comparison to last year?
Again, just, you know, the application numbers are more Andrea's wheelhouse. She did mention freshman numbers where she said that they were comparable to previous years.
Okay.
Or just last year. But I don't know what the follow through is on that with actual enrollment. Again, I can have her send something out here a little bit later.
Got
with
it.
The math numbers.
Thank you. Thanks, Heather, for reminding me to ask that.
Yeah. One of the other things that was shared, Alice View in Institutional Research, her office has been relocated. She is now occupying what was previously Carl Smith's office within financial aid. If you don't know, Andrea has a standing meeting with Alice, who usually provides all those numbers to Andrea in advance of our meetings. So I'm sure she'll have something. But yeah, so if you are friends with Alice, she has moved. All right. I guess Andrea will not be joining us today.
I think somebody from facilities hijacked or showed up to the office. She's here with me today. I think she got stuck with them. We're trying to do all kinds of things in the office, and it's pure chaos.
Yeah, so even though our doors will be opening, we'll still be behind closed doors. We've included a doorbell. I haven't seen it yet or heard it. We're not going to have an open door. You know, people can come and go as they please. We do have a doorbell installed with some reflective glass going in here. Oh, yay. Andrea's here. Are you here, Andrea?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. I was just kind of explaining our new setup for the registrar's office with the doorbell.
All right. Good.
So just letting them, the advisors know that we're not going to have an open door. We will have that doorbell and an opportunity for us to see who's coming to visit and let them in here. So it's not, even though we're open, we're not completely open.
And I will say this consistently at this time. That is what we're dealing with at this time. So subject to change for sure. And what we're trying to create is the lobby that has some self-service abilities. With that being a way for students to get interactions with us without having to come in. But they're just putting plexiglass down at our counters, and there's some activity happening that way. So we're going to see students when that is needed, and we're trying to minimize that at this point. And if you want to have an offline conversation with me about that, I'm happy to have it. This is not COVID related, and I'll just say that.
Registrar, Heather Hucks brought up a wonderful question about freshman enrollment numbers and things like that, which Lindsay kind of provide. I just wanted to circle back to it now that you're here.
Yeah. So I shared this earlier with Enrollment Services. Our freshman numbers look pretty good. right? And that's exciting and pretty good as a comparison to last year. So if I looked back, is that good? Right? So that's last year. So that's always what we do is we compare to the previous year. So we are ahead in freshman enrollment comparing it to 2020. Is that the best comparison? Not so sure. 2019 might be a better one and one we have used in the past. So that part looks good. We are still a little short otherwise, both in graduate and sort of upper division enrollment and lagging. I looked at it today. We haven't quite hit the 5,000 mark, which for me is a big deal. I'd like us to meet the 5,000 mark. So we have work to do, and we're still seeing activity. Boy, there's still people that requested ID cards that are not yet registered, and that's the group I feel like they're so close. They want their cards, but yet they aren't yet registered. So, just slow as molasses, we're seeing these things start to unfold. So, but we're lagging a little bit. And on both the upper division, undergraduate, and the graduate levels. But freshmen look comparable to last year, and that's great. That's great. We've admitted more people, but the confirmations have lagged and the enrollment have lagged, if I remember the combination of things correctly. So all kinds of stuff. Hi, Carrie. I get to see you in person. Look at that. All right, what did I miss? Oh my gosh, Lorraine was on the APCC meeting today, and she sends me this message. I forgot how exhausting these are. Sister, that is the truth. Those are just the most exhausting meetings. So finally, about 5 minutes to two, I said, I got to go. And there are two petitions, graduation petitions. I think one of them's Carrie's and one of them might be Heather's. So they both got approved. So you both know that. I'm scooping Lindsay on this one. So did you make it through the talking points already? Or you just get to that one?
No, we made it through the whole thing. I told you. Okay. I'm efficient.
Yes, we do know that about you. You are efficient. All right. Anything that you want to share with us about what's going on, or me, since I missed, I'm just trying, good to see you. Is it Janika? Yeah, good to meet you. I've been exchanging that.
Hi. Yeah, it's Janika, rhymes with Monica.
Got it. Yeah, Janika, we got it.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. And you guys are kind of rotating your seats a little bit, and new people, and then sort of reconfiguration. We just want to make sure that the major minor tool gets all the right people in all the right places. So if we need to tweak it anything, just let us know. That is something, trying to keep it up to date. And remember, we launched it back in June, and we said it's going to be for reals in autumn. So it is time to be using that. If you haven't been, you guys all have been. I just want to make sure that you know that we're really going to make you do it. This go round starting like now.
Well, Andrea, I know I've met many people in here, but not everybody. So I just wanted to introduce myself, if that's all right. My name's Toni Woodman. I am a new advisor in IAS, and I'm going to be advising environmental science, environmental sustainability, and math students. And I'm located in GWP 102. And it's my second day on campus, so I'm still getting used to everything.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to everything. I'm just celebrating my 9 years, so you have a little ways to go. Hey, Heather, I've been holding on tightly to this sort of advisor distribution chart that you have. And have you created a new one now that you've got Toni in the mix? And who's doing what majors? Do I just swap in Toni to?
I'm updating it right now so my webmaster can get it updated. So it should be ready to go in a day or two, and I'll send it to you.
Super. I mean, I literally keep the piece of paper and touch and feel it so that I can make sure I'm making the right connection. All right. Well, I'm sure there's probably, 50 or 60 IDs that need to be made before the end of the day, right, Stephanie? And I want to go where Thomas is. Yeah. I want to go to the beach. Well, here we are. It's the beginning of autumn quarter. It's probably an autumn quarter like we've never had before. We said that last year, so really it's still going to be even more crazy than knowing that we're fully remote, this sort of in between, both in person. Really, are we in person? Yes, we are. And our office being accessible, and our office, our particular office, as well as admissions and financial aid, being closed again at this time. But we're around, and use Teams and all the other tools that you've used in the last year and a half to communicate with us. And we're still trying to figure out what handoffs look like in this world that we're in right now, because we really value that those connections we have with you all and with students that you're serving. And so if you have a student with you, we probably need to negotiate what a handoff looks like, whether that's in person or through technology at this time. All right, I don't want to keep it any longer. We got lots of work to do, IDs to make. Get to know your back, Ashley. All right, happy autumn quarter. We are looking forward to our launch of this academic year, and just really rely on your partnership and all the contributions to student success. Thank you. Thanks for letting me crash your meeting.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.